Good morning to you. This is Steve Goss on 90.1 WABE, heading into the Labor Day weekend. And it's time for our, labor of love, which we call Mara's Music Mix.
I'll take it. Labor Day weekend is always a crazy, a creative little thing is called a cluster fest because you have...
Cluster fest.
Dragon Con, you have the Decatur Book Festival, you have SEC football, you have Black Gay Pride. There's a lot happening in the city this weekend. So I want to give you some tips of shows to take people who are maybe here from out of town. Let's start with the Atlanta Beltline and Venkman's, a great live music and venue and restaurant. And there are two shows we want to mention. First is Amy Andrews. She's an Atlanta singer-songwriter. So if you like Alison Krauss, if you like Patty Griffin, she's probably someone you want to see.
I've been waiting for you for so long.
And that's the early show. The second show is the Homestar Runner show. Now, are you familiar with this?
Not as much as apparently I should have been, but I can tell you, it was created, the cartoon was created by a couple guys at UGA when they were in college. And I'm sure they weren't just drinking beer when they came up with that idea.
You think?
Yeah.
So the Brothers Chops are going to celebrate their 20th birthday of Homestar Runner, and there's going to be a show at Venkman's. And this is my popular demand because so many people are into this. And also the guys from Yacht Rock, of course, we talk about all the time, they're going to back them up. So there's going to be a lot of wacky music that goes along with this.
I'm like, come on for hobo guys. I say, come on for hobo guys. Everybody to the limit. The cheat is to the limit. Everybody come on for hobo guys.
That's Amy Andrews and the Brothers Chaps happening at Venkman's tonight.
A couple of our favorite cover bands are also playing Friday night in town at Terminal West. You like Fleetwood Mac? Who doesn't? And the Smiths.
Well, I like this double bill because I think it's perfect if you have friends from out of town and you're like, hey, what are we going to do? We want to party. We want to see some music tonight. Perfect double bill. Rumors is the Fleetwood Mac tribute band, and they're going to be playing Rumors in its entirety. What's your favorite song from Rumors?
Oh, gosh. I like the album that came out before Rumors.
Okay.
Warm Ways is on there, but I like the whole album. And those two albums are perfect, I think.
They really are.
Yeah.
I'm going... Secondhand News.
I like Secondhand News.
Never Going Back Again. Just in case you were wondering. Then, another one of my favorite bands, Smithsonian, they're going to be playing Meat is Murder in its entirety as well.
Yeah, Morrissey's still alive. In spirit, yeah.
It is a classic album. So two classic albums with cover bands that are so great in a wonderful venue. So it's high on our recommendation list.
See a sunrise, loves to go down.
That's Rumors, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band, and Smithsonian playing at Terminal West tonight. So as we move into Saturday night, New Orleans Southern Rock meets punk rock meets rockabilly meets just let's go nuts. I'm talking about Dash Rip Rock. It's crazy to think that they've been around for over 20 years.
Almost 30 years.
I was trying to make myself younger there. But this is going to be a lot of fun. Bill Davis is pretty much the brains behind this band, and they are roots music with punk rock. I'm a big fan.
Spin Magazine called this band, and I quote, undeniably the South's greatest rock band. That's quite a statement.
It's pretty heavy.
You know, when you think about the Allman Brothers, you think about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Drive-By Truckers.
Yeah, and Dash Rip Rock, the greatest Southern rock band. Well,
Well, let's see. I mean, maybe when Spin was writing it, they were listening to the song Let's Go Smoke Some Pot, which is one of their biggest hits.
Could have been.
Could have been, Steve.
I don't know how old this quote is or how new it is, but it doesn't matter. It's going to be a great show.
Absolutely. That's Dash Rip Rock at Smith's Old Bar on Saturday night.
Also on Saturday night, something a little bit different. At City Winery, Terry Bozzio is performing. And he's a drummer. And just saying he's a drummer is really understating it. He's an amazing drummer, maybe one of the best in the world.
Well, Rolling Stone magazine, since we're pulling out magazine quotes and rankings, they say he's one of the top five drummers of all time. And if you haven't been to City Winery yet, I finally got a chance to go and experience it. It's really a lovely venue. It's you know, there's hummus and Chardonnay, but the acoustics are great and the room is beautiful. But for drum nerds, this is your show. Do you know it takes over 2 hours to set up his drum kit for this show? And it's not just a bunch of drum solos. They have samples of music, and it's classical and electronic loops. And this is a serious drum nerd's paradise.
Yeah, he's a melodic drummer. And if you've seen a photograph of his drum set, there's like 6 bass drums. It's like he sits inside this small city of percussion. It's absolutely amazing. So people think, well, gosh, a drum concert? Yeah, well, this is not what you're expecting.
It isn't. And he's played with everybody, by the way. I mean, from Jeff Beck to Frank Zappa to, I mean, you name it, he's been on the roster for that. So and he hasn't been to Atlanta in a while, so I think this is going to be a pretty special show for drum and music enthusiasts.
What wine pairs well with drumming?
You need to ask your server. I'm sure
there must be one. I don't think it would be Chardonnay, but I could be wrong.
It's the end of summer, so let's say a rosé. Rosé all day and all night. Terry Bozzio at City Winery on Saturday night. So, Steve, you've seen a lot of Woody Allen movies, right? You seem like that kind of guy.
Almost every one of them.
You're a film guy.
Well, I'm a Woody Allen fan.
As am I. I try to forget all the other news about Woody Allen and focus on the films. But if you've seen the movie Midnight in Paris or Vicky Cristina Barcelona, then you'll know the music of Stefan Rembal, and he's coming to town. And Bistro Fada is the song that was probably the most recognizable, but he's going to be playing at Five Seasons Brewery, which I think is going to be really great. I love that restaurant, by the way, and Dave Larkworthy is such a great chef and owner, and obviously they have the great beer, but we were talking about great wine earlier, so now you can have a nice Pilsner or hoppy selection.
With your jazz guitarist.
That's right.
Well, he's French originally, so I would think he might be referred to as Stefan Rembal in France. And he might be after a few glasses of wine. Who knows?
That's Stefan Rembal at Five Seasons Brewery on Sunday night.
Chastain Park Sunday night. 2 bands, one of which is one of my favorite bands, probably my favorite Atlanta band of all time, Collective Souls, including Atlanta on their tour, obviously, and they're playing with Goo Goo Dolls. That's a heck of a bill.
So think about it. Sunday night, you don't have to work on Monday. You're going to turn up the heat in Chardonnay. When you go to, we've been talking a lot of beverages in this report. I'm into it. Chastain Park with the Goo Goo Dolls and Collective Soul, as you mentioned. Meanwhile, it's like Ed Roland barely has to, he's like walks around the corner to go to work that night, which is so cool. He barely has to leave the house. They are supporting their latest album, which is See What You Started by Continuing, which came out in 2015. And, you know, we love Ed.
I'm a huge Ed Roland fan.
Well, they
love that band.
They're still rocking out. Yep. I mean, you know what? Maybe we can make a call. Maybe you can go out and emcee them. I'd love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, warm Atlanta welcome for. Oh, that would be a hoot.
You got to crank it up a little bit, Steve.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's
well,
not...
I'd have some of that wine.
If it were a Collective Soul intro, you could be, how's everybody doing? You could be like, hi, this is host emeritus Steve Goss. Coming up, yeah, Collective Soul.
Thank you. That's how
although I dare you to do that.
Okay. Well, you're always daring me to do a lot of things. If I did half the things you dared me to do, I wouldn't be here. I'd be in jail right now.
But think of all the great press we'd get.
That's
also,
true.
Goo Goo Dolls, they're going to be playing, and of course, Sly, Black Balloon, their cover of Supertramp a little bit, Johnny Resnick's Eyeliner. It's all happening.
Iris.
Yes, it is. It is. So that's a good kind of a hometown double bill. That's Goo Goo Dolls and Collective Soul at Chastain on Sunday night. So the Park Tavern in Midtown has been hosting shows all summer long, and this is their finale, and they have a big one. Let's start with Brother Hawk, some friends of ours that are going to be playing there, and also the North Mississippi All-Stars. You know, we just talked about them recently when they played with Tedeschi Trucks and how Cody Dickinson has a solo album, but they're going to be bringing the blues to the Piedmont Park area.
And it's all free. I mean, the beer isn't free, but the show is free. And it's going to be outside, and it's going to be, as the sun's going down, it's the last one of the year, it's the night before Labor Day. Got to go to that. Got to be there.
That's the North Mississippi All-Stars and Brother Hawk at the Park Tavern on Sunday night.
I don't know how to introduce a band like this, except to say they were unique in their time back in the mid-70s when they came out. It's a German synth band. They were the first so-called electronic band, immensely popular in Europe. It's Kraftwerk. And for people nowadays who like go to EDM festivals, if you listen to Kraftwerk, you're gonna think, wow, that really was the Stone Age of electronic music.
Kraftwerk, first of all, they're only doing like 8 shows on this tour, and Atlanta is one of their cities. And you're going to see, of course, a lot of black turtlenecks and a lot of black button-downs, and it's important to note with their show at the Cobb Energy Center, it's a very visual experience. But back to what you were saying about the influence of Kraftwerk, this goes to rock and hip-hop. It's been sampled by so many artists. It's like we could do a whole report on all the people that Kraftwerk has influenced. Even today, the hottest album is Frank Ocean's Blonde. Like, that's what everybody talks about. And he recently did one of those playlists and listed Kraftwerk as one of his favorite songs. Their technology with the Mini Moog and all the different instruments they do. I just think this is a very groovy show to be a part of. I mean, the Autobahn and Trans Europe Express.
Yeah, and you remember the SNL skit?
Yes.
Sprockets?
Yes.
The soundtrack for that segment was done by Kraftwerk.
That's right. And so many of these songs you'll hear live, like The Man Machine, which that was the one that was Frank Ocean's favorite. So look for a very special event. I was most excited about this on our report this week. That's Kraftwerk at the Cobb Energy Center on Tuesday night.